welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We are so thankful to have you here to be a part of the Refresh Radio program. As you and I might be traveling down the road together, you might be just logging in to your station at work, or you might be getting the kids ready, or I don't even know what day school gets out this year as to whether or not they're still in school. I would assume that they're still in class right now. Whatever you're doing, we're thankful that you made Refresh, the Refresh Radio program, part of your day, and pray that it will be a blessing to you. We are making our way through the Sermon on the Mount. We've been on this journey for a long time, and we're, you know, pretty well, just a little bit over halfway. Today we'll cross the halfway mark here of Matthew chapter 7. The Sermon on the Mount covers Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And so that's where we've been. Before we launched this journey, I was praying and said, God, what do you want us to talk about on the Refresh Radio program? And he said, Matthew 6, 33. And I started diving into that. And he said, but before you get there, you've got to start at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. And we've worked through that. We've parked for quite a while on the seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of the other things that the Word of God has said that we should be seeking. And it's true. When we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he is going to add everything else that we need to our life. Matthew chapter 7, once we started in that, it was, judge not that you be not judged. And so we have been talking about that. And I want you to remember that, because that's going to come up here in today's discussion, just to show you that that very shallow concept of you can't judge me, that's not a mature or a biblical interpretation. But first, I want to say thank you to the folks at Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air, A-I-R. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They have been providing professional sales and service in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years now. They take care of residential situations, also commercial settings, light commercial settings, and they even do some emergency on-call stuff on occasion. So if before you need your air conditioner repaired or your heater repaired or your electrical issues, I know some people that had some serious electrical repairs that needed to be done after the hurricane, write this number down so that when something arises in your life that they need to fix, you can call them. You'll have that number written down. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They travel all through Brevard County. Dennis and Carla have been a big-time blessing to the body of Christ. They love the Lord, and they are great at what they do, and they will be a blessing in your life. So when you call them, 321-632-9538, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be appreciated by me. One last thing. We're never on here to beg for money. I don't believe in begging for money. That's not the way that I believe that the kingdom of God operates. I will be here to tell you that we appreciate all the financial contributions that come in. If you're looking at your finances for 2022 and say, you know what, we'd like to bless the kingdom of God. The Refresh Radio program would be greatly blessed by that. You can give online through meritassembly.com. You can, there's an online giving tab on the Facebook page as well. You can just mail a check or whatever, you know, however you choose to do it. We don't have text to give. We have not risen to the level of having the need for text to give yet, to justify, that expense. But, if you were looking for, a ministry to sow into, we've been doing this for 9 years. We think it's great soil, or we wouldn't be here. It's a lot of work, and we're glad to do it. Any donations that are made, they need to be either at the church by December the 31st, or they need to be postmarked by December the 31st. And so we thank you for your faithful support. God has been extremely good to us as a church, and we are grateful for the ministry of speaking into your life and into your situation. So judge not lest ye be judged. Judge not that you be not judged, is the beginning of Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15 says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. The emphasis on the judge not and you judge not that you be not judged, that says we're not supposed to be in the condemnation business. That's what that means. We're not in the business to condemn people. We're in the business to see people redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God is in the forgiving business, and so we need to be focused on that. But Jesus instructed us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to be very shrewd in our dealings with people who do not yet know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The Spirit-empowered church that preaches the Word of God, lives the Word of God, proclaims the Word of God, and invites people to know the Word of God is one of the greatest threats that the enemy has to his agenda of dragging people into an eternity apart from God. The church is God's creation for God's purpose, and that is reaching people. But because we are a threat to the kingdom of darkness, because when light shines, darkness flees, when we submit to God, we're able to resist the devil, and he flees. Because of those facts, the enemy, from the very beginning, And Jesus is telling them in advance here, you've got to be careful because there are going to be invasions, if you will, that try to make their way into the church. And you've got to know how to identify threats inside the kingdom of God. So it says, beware. Beware. And so that word means to pay attention. Pay attention. I've been to a number of Little League games and things like that, and T-ball games and things like that, and you will oftentimes see players out there on the field who are extremely fascinated with the weeds, the flowers, the bugs, the dirt, their glove, their sock, the outfield fence. They are kind of in their own little fixated world, and you'll hear the coach say, "Come on, be baseball ready, baseball ready, baseball ready." And what they're doing is they're saying, pay attention. And if you think of it from the aspect, well, that's very demanding for such a young child that they pay attention. You've got to understand that paying attention is one of the things that will prevent you from getting injured. So one of the teams that that my grandson played against, there's oftentimes at his level, there's a few years of development that takes place there. And so they can be at different skill levels. And, one of their older, taller, stronger kids was up there, and the opposing, or, you know, the coach for that kid's team was telling my grandson's team, "Hey, be ready, third baseman. And he wouldn't even let the pitcher pitch until the third baseman on my grandson's team was paying attention. He's like, "Pay attention. I don't want you getting hurt." When Jesus tells us to beware, to pay attention, to be careful around, He's telling us, if you don't pay attention, you could be deceived, you could be led astray, you could be injured, or you could be consumed. I don't want that to happen to you. And so oftentimes you'll find me here on the radio program. I don't shy away too much from the issues of the day, because the issues of the day are no match for the Word of God. So I want people to pay attention to the Word, because it is settled truth. In God's mind, it is settled truth in eternity's mind, and it needs to be settled truth in our mind. So we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to the Word, but we also need to pay attention to, it says here, beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. If I can put it in a very clear sense, it says beware of pseudo prophets. Pseudo prophets. A pseudonym, P-S-E-U-D-O, is a name that somebody uses when they are writing, that it is not their real name, but it's a pseudonym. So many times people will find out who that is. There were some people who created some things, and they did it under an alias or a pseudonym, and the goal was for people not to find out who it was. So here we're talking not about an alias name or a pseudonym, but we are talking about people who are functioning or trying to function as God's mouthpiece, and they are doing it from an illegitimate or a false pretense. So it basically means a false prophet. It is pseudo-prophetes. It designates a person whose prophetic role is illegitimate or is used for deception. Used for deception. So you ask yourself, or I ask myself, what is the goal? What is the object? Why would a person be saying, "Thus says the Lord," when the Lord has not said? And one of the most difficult stories in the Old Testament for me to wrap my head around was that there was an old prophet living in Samaria, and Jeroboam had rebelled against Rehoboam and the two southern tribes. Jeroboam had been given the 10 northern tribes, and he said, you know, I've got to do something about this worship business, because if they go back to Jerusalem, they're going to, their loyalties are going to be reattached to Jerusalem, to the God of Jerusalem, and they're going to end up going back to Rehoboam eventually. And so Jeroboam had a solution. He said, I'm going to set up idol worship in two locations, and we're going to make it convenient for the people to come and worship this idol, and we'll just call it Baal instead of Yahweh, and we'll just tell people they're worshiping the same God. So God sent a prophet there who condemned that place, the idol that was put in place. It was broken. And Jeroboam, because he was the king, he stretched out his hand against that prophet, and his hand became leprous, freaked Jeroboam out, and he had the person pray for him, and he did, and he was healed. And Jeroboam said, come back to my house and let's talk. And the prophet said, I can't. God has told me that I'm not supposed to break bread. I'm not supposed to fraternize, fellowship. I'm not supposed to do any of that. I'm here to proclaim the word of the Lord, and I'm supposed to go a different path home. That's what God has said. There was an old prophet in Samaria, and they go and tell him about this young prophet that has shown up, and the old prophet says, I'm going to go talk to him. And he says, come back to me. Come back to my house. I want to have some fellowship with you. And the young prophet says, this is what God said. I can't do that. I'm supposed to go a different path. And that's what God has said. And the old prophet lies and says, well, God sent me to tell you that it was okay if you came back to my house and ate. And the young prophet said, okay. So he goes back. And then while he's there, the old prophet says, why did you not pay attention to the word that the Lord had spoken to you? Because of this, because you did not do what God has told you to do, there are going to be lethal consequences on your way home. And sure enough, the guy journeys home, gets killed by a lion. The lion just stands there beside him. And the old prophet, when he finds out, says, it's the young prophet. I know it is. And for me, the mindset is like, why did the older prophet do such a horrible thing that caused the young prophet to pay such a heavy price? Paid with it with his life. Was it just so he could still be relevant? Was it because God didn't speak to him to go prophesy to Jeroboam? It's always bewildered me. But I can tell you this, that there were consequences for people who were led astray by false prophets in the Old Testament. And there is a price to be paid for people who follow false prophetic voices in our day and time as well. Bar Jesus in Acts chapter 13, the bar meaning son, he's labeled a false prophet. False prophets are mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, where they're called false teachers. So that would be the same thing. Beware of people who teach you things in the house of God that are contrary to the God of the house. So what we believe matters. What the Word of God declares matters. No matter what happens in the realm of politics or finance or government or warfare, or the thing that we are to do is to cling to the Word of God. So I will tell you that the primary role of God's prophets is to summon people back into a wholeheartedly devoted relationship to the Lord God. Anybody who is trying to make a name for themselves, trying to get people to pay attention to what they say, and is willing to compromise or contradict the Word of God, beware of those people, Jesus said. Okay? A false teacher would be one that would not be afraid to speak heresy. They wouldn't have any problem, and there were serious struggles in the early church in determining what was sound doctrine and what was teaching that was contrary to the Word of God. So Robert Morris, we were watching him one night, and he was talking about a family member that was going to be preaching at a conference, and they approached him, and they said, I'd like to present to you what I'm going to be sharing. And and he said, okay. And so they shared what they were going to teach. And he said, you know what? That's a great message. There's only one problem. And they said, what's the problem? And he said, it's not biblical. It's a great message, but it's not biblical. What does a great message and not biblical mean? If it's a great message, but it's not biblical, it doesn't need to be taught in the house of God. It's not going to be taught in the name of God. And so we need to be very careful. There are spiritual forces that would love to derail the body of Christ by bringing in false doctrine, getting people to believe and propagate lies and heresy instead of the truth of God. So let me just tell you my personal rule. I've got a minister friend who is brilliant. Who's brilliant. He and I have a great relationship. We both have pretty good senses of humor. My friend, if I ever am studying, if I run across something and God drops something into my heart and I've never heard anybody else say that before, the first thing that I do is I pick up the phone and I call my friend and I said, this is what God has spoken to me, or what I believe God has spoken to me. I just want to make sure that I'm not a heretic, that this isn't heresy. And so I use him as a source of accountability to make sure that thus says the Lord, that what I heard was actually a thus says the Lord. Because the messengers of Satan will masquerade as messengers of light. There are three voices in the spirit realm. There's the voice of God, there's the voice of the devil, and then there's the voice of the prophet. And I want to make sure that I don't confuse those voices. The voice of God you always want to obey, the voice of the devil you never want to obey. I want to make sure that I'm not listening to my own spirit, because that has been devastating in my life in the past, and I don't want that in my life. So You and I, we are supposed to be on guard. We're supposed to be paying attention, because in the end times there are going to be false prophets. Those false prophets are not associated with the spirit of Christ. They are associated with the spirit of Antichrist. Many times they have error when it comes to the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Sometimes there's heresy that they will introduce on the divinity of Christ, or the fact that he is 100% God, 100% man. You've got to make sure that you are listening to a person who has truly had a thus says the Lord moment. And so you and I, no matter how long we've been at this, beware. There was a guy by the name of, his name's Willie George. I don't even know if he's still alive. I think he is. But a friend of mine went to a conference one time, and somebody asked Willie George how he handled situations where people were there for less than godly purposes. And he said, if somebody comes up to me and I happen to be talking with them in the lobby, and I sense that they are not representing God, he said, I start yelling wolf. I start yelling wolf. My people know at that point in time that I'm saying, be careful, pay attention. This person is here representing themselves one way, but their heart is entirely different. So pay attention, know your word, and know the God of the word, so that you will be able to discern and know when people are not everything that they claim to be. So thank you very much for tuning into the Refresh Radio program today. We're going to be preaching our Christmas message this coming Sunday morning, 10:30. I would love to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. I would be honored for you to attend, blessed to have you attend. I get really excited when I see new faces in church, and because I know that God is getting ready to do something amazing. And so if you don't have a church home, we would be blessed to have you as part of Merit Assembly of God. If you're too far away, get in church. Don't miss the house of God this Sunday. Make God a priority. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.